happened?
Well, I think it's pretty clear what happened. It looks like after 59 years, the name will be disappearing. And I think everyone's pretty familiar with the whole story from start to finish. It was 59 years from the day that we opened our first store, 59 years to the precise day, July 29, 1949, we opened the first store with two employees, and July 29, 2008, they declared bankruptcy. And, of course, now a lot of people are going to lose their jobs. And it's sad. It's a sad day. I think it's sad for the Bay Area, too, because I think the name was a good and trusted name for many, many years.
Do you know how many people are going to lose their jobs?
No, I don't know. That you'd have to ask the company.
Okay. Well, so wait, is there, I mean, who is responsible for this?
You'd have to go back in time. It was the perfect storm. It goes back. You have to go back in the history, and I don't know if you want to take that time or not, but it was no, as in all of these cases, it was no single person or no single happenstance. It was a series of happenings that came together and formed the perfect storm.
Wow.
Imperfect storm, I should say. I'll make it as brief as possible. It started, you know, we merged the company with Dayton Hudson. Dayton Hudson was and is a fine firm. The name has been changed to Target, but it's still the same company. And but it's a different, it is a different mixture of retail. And Dayton Hudson, in their wisdom for what they wanted to do for the benefit of their shareholders, they decided that to get out of the traditional store business and focus on the discount store business. And I'm not the least bit critical of that decision. I'm not saying it was good or bad. I presume they knew better than I what was for the benefit of their shareholders, and that's the name of the game. And so they sold the traditional stores, the Daytons and the Hudsons and the Marshall Fields, they sold those to Macy's. And Macy's being a traditional retailer, the names disappeared, but the company stayed on and nobody lost their job. I say nobody. I mean, there wasn't a mass exodus as a result of that. And those institutions still live under another name. With Mervyn's, Macy's obviously was not a good fit with Mervyn's. Our stores were smaller. They were after a different market, so therefore they sold it to a private equity firm, or firms, plural. And the private equity firms, and incidentally, while it was under Dayton Hudson, Dayton Hudson had lost much of its interest in Mervyn's, I believe, and they were focusing on development of Target, and I think they did a magnificent job. And as you know, today Target is a fabulous institution, and so Mervyn's was already commencing to go downhill under Dayton Hudson because they weren't putting the money back into the business to expand to open additional stores, to remodel the old stores, and to do the things that had to be done for a growing business. After it went to the private equity people, once again, it's documented, there's even a lawsuit, which I don't know whether it's a good suit or a bad suit, because the private equity firms, they split it in two. They had a real estate arm and they had an operating arm. And the real estate arm, they cashed out and came out handsomely, it's documented, by selling the real estate and by leasing it back to Mervyn's with, all, as I understand it, just reading from the newspapers, they almost doubled Mervyn's occupancy costs. Now, when they doubled Mervyn's occupancy costs and they didn't put money into the operation to upgrade it, and then they ran into economic hard times in addition, as if everything else wasn't bad enough, incidentally, the current management, I think, is very top. But the CEO is a wonderful, wonderful guy.
Okay.
Side. So, any rate, you know, as a consequence, they obviously couldn't meet their obligations.
So, this thing then, it really can't be blamed on the current economic climate. This thing has...
No. Actually, they declared bankruptcy in... in July, and the economic climate in July was far better than it is today.
Right, but even going back farther than July.
They were on the skids.
Wow.
There were too many changes of management, too many changes of strategy. One time they're going to throw out ladies' dresses, the next time they're going to put it back. One day they're going to have cosmetics, the next day they're going to put it back. You know, not the next day, I'm exaggerating, but, they were just, it was a more, I shouldn't say it was a rudderless ship, but it didn't have the direction that it should have had. And no individual is to blame. This was, and you know, the not only have the economic times changed, but the retail landscape has changed, and they got in some terrific new competition. I mean, Kohl's are just dynamite. I wouldn't want to try to be competing with them today on the mid-market. And unless you had a lot of dollars, you know, and I can remember the days when Kohl's were smaller than Mervyn's, and they would come to the they'd come to the Bay Area to see what we were doing, and they would copy us stitch for